Okay, so now it's time to speak about the actual feast. What was happening in the feast? What was this feast? The Gemara tells us, and Rashi mentions it in one comment. Rashi on the Megillah. In Masechet Megillah, the Gemara goes further into it. In Masechet Megillah, they learn from the fact that the psukim here, when they describe the feast and what's going on, it says, בהראותו את עושר כבוד מלכותו ואת יקר תפארת גדולתו. And it's, you know, כבוד ותפארת, those two words, those are the words that they speak about the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. So Achashverosh was wearing the clothes of Kohen Gadol. And it says afterwards, וכלים מכלים שונים, and we all know that in most shuls, when they read those words, they say, וכלים מכלים שונים. And they read it in the tune of Eicha suddenly. Why they read it in the tune of Eicha? The Gemara says, Rashi brings that, Rashi again here only says that late Chazal say whatever they say, but the Gemara says, Shonim Meshunim Mibaya, it would say Meshunim, not Shonim, what is Shonim? It comes to tell us that he's using different kinds of vessels from Beit HaMikdash. So Chazal are telling us that in this feast, Achashverosh is wearing the clothes of Kohen Gadol and using the vessels of Beit HaMikdash. Another thing that the Gemara says on this word, Shonim, V'kelim Shonim, tells Shonim as in Lishnot, do it another time. It says, Belshazzar made the same mistake and you're doing it again? You're reusing these vessels? Because also Belshazzar thought that 7 years are up. And if the 7 years are up, this is time now to take out the vessels of Beit HaMikdash. And it was a mistake, so he lost his kingdom. And Achashverosh says, same thing has happened. Oh, not same thing has happened. Now it's really the end of the 7 years. Belshazzar made a mistake, but the another 8 years, he read the psukim wrong, he didn't understand things, I need to add another 8 years. He adds on these other 8 years, and he's doing it again. So it turns out that what is Achashverosh actually celebrating here? On one hand, he's celebrating the fact that now I'm in charge, I'm in power, I'm the king of everything. That's great, no problem. But what was the one thing he was afraid of? What caused him for the first 2 years not to have a feast like this? He was afraid of the Jews going back to Eretz Israel. He was afraid of the Geula. He was afraid of us building Beit Sheni. And now that he feels this isn't happening, that's what they went out of exile. And apparently that was the end. They're not going back. They're not going back. That's it. Now it's time to celebrate. And there's going to be a massive celebration. First 180 days for delegations from the whole world. But that's just the preparation, the cover-up. Because after 180 days, now it gets to the real thing. 7 days for all of the people in Shushan HaBira. All of the people, but especially the Jews. Now, if we were Jews in Shushan HaBira, and there's a royal message saying the king is inviting everyone to a feast to celebrate his kingship. And in the feast, he's going to shake out the clothes of Kohen Gadol and use vessels from Beit HaMikdash. And we Jews, is there a halachic problem to go to this feast? Is there some kind of issue? Shouldn't we go there? Or it's okay. It says that the feast is Kirtzon Ishveish, Kirtzon Ishveish. Chazal said it was kosher food. Not only kosher food, whatever kashrut you want. Whatever kashrut you want, you've got it. But that's this, that, Dachredit, Mehadrin, whatever you want, you're going to get there. But you have to be there. You have to be at the feast. So is there a problem? Is there not a problem to go to this feast? And what happens if we don't go to, if all the Jews don't show up, what's going to happen? Then there's a clear problem, right? The king said everyone should come. And what, we're not part of this? And who are the Jews living in Shushan HaBira? It's like people living nowadays in Washington, D.C. Right, what are they there? They're part of the government. They're in an administration. One guy's the advisor. One guy's into the legal things. One guy's the treasurer. They're all into everything. They're part of everything. And now they don't show up. So what, you guys, you don't... You with the king or against the king? What's happening with you here? That's the question. And theoretically, halachically, there's no problem. That doesn't say anywhere in the halacha that you can't be part of a place with some non-Jews wearing Bigdei Kohen Gadol. Or you can't be part of something. So we won't look. We'll sit at the corner. We'll face somewhere else. We'll all go out the bathroom when it happens. I don't know what we'll do, but we won't be part of that. We're not celebrating. We don't think that the Gula's not happening, but the king said we need to come. So if we need to come, let's go. And that's the big question that they have there. On one hand, the intention, the meaning behind the whole feast is to say that it's come to an end. If you guys want to be religious, be religious. I'll give you kashrut. I'll make all the arrangements for Shabbos. I'll give out Shabbos candles for anyone who wants to, and there'll be hot plates and platot and everything, whatever you want to. It's all going to be glatt and special lettuce without worms. Everything's going to be fine. But we celebrate in the fact that Jews are not going back to Eretz Yisrael. That it's come, your religion, the many religions. Like Koresh allowed every religion to rebuild their own temple. No problem. He didn't allow only the Jews. He allowed everyone. We believe in freedom, where we're liberals, we're open-minded, can do whatever you want to, but no nationality, no Jewish nationality. That's beyond. That's one thing we won't allow here. So that's the feast. That's the dilemma that the Jews have over there. Should we go? Shouldn't we go? Goodbye. Have a good day.